We're going to give out awards now, and Linda is in charge of our publications committee, and they've come up with some awards for some very deserving people. And while I wander over to get ready to play a couple of things that need to be played, let me introduce Linda Perrell.
Oh, good. I'm unmuted.
Yes, you are.
I was happy to contribute a smidgen of verisimilitude early. Sorry about that. But anyway, Jason is truly superb. Just wonderful. Anyway, so let's see. Publications Committee. For many, many years, they've been giving out awards based on a couple of criteria. We tried to find the best quote unquote lifestyle award and the best sort of advocacy, sort of, you know, more politically oriented award. And a couple of years ago, we decided to shake that up a bit. And now we're giving out awards for excellence in writing and an award for a new writer. And this year we'll be giving out a third award for distinguished service. So first we'll have Larry play the excellence in writing award, and I believe the recipient is with us this evening. So can we hear
California
that?
Council of the Blind 2021 Publications Award, Excellence in Writing Award, presented to Laura Lee Kastner, Learning to Live Alone, the Blind Californian Summer 2021 issue, presented this 14th day of May 2022 at CCB Virtual Conference and Convention.
While Laurie's coming on, I want to say that we were all on the committee. We were all deeply moved by the courage and vulnerability that Laurie showed in writing this beautiful article.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello, there you are. Hi.
Is this Laura?
No, this is Jessica. I think you have the wrong person.
I thought I recognized that voice, and I thought, how are you doing that good Laura imitation? You're not.
No.
But thanks, Jessica. I'm glad you're here.
No, of course. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. Thank you for saying hi.
for accidentally unmuting you. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now she's got her hand raised. So we're going to see if this will help. Laura Lee, can you talk to us? Okay, let's see. I'm sending you the ask to unmute. Can you unmute for us?
Desi, you want a reminder of how to unmute?
Excuse me. Of course. You can unmute by using Alt-A on your PC. There.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Laura Lee, that we're all out of time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Wow, Larry, we could take a minute from you.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, right. I really want to thank the Publications Committee for this honor and for acknowledging my article. When Linda called me to tell me, I have to say, I began to cry because this was a very difficult article and a way to write. And it was one I wrote about a transition in my life where my husband had to leave home to be in a memory care facility. And I think the importance of the article was not only did it help me to express how things had changed, but I think it will be of help to many people who have lost people in their lives, whether they're friends, spouses, partners they live with. At least that's my hope. And I also think that during the time of COVID, even if people are living in a home with somebody, they, at least for the last almost 2 years were much more alone. And they say that loneliness is one of the major causes of illness, and also that it's almost of epidemic proportions. So I think that I could almost retitle my article, Learning to Live Alone and Not Be Lonely. But I thank the committee so much, and I appreciate the honor. Thank you. My friend's clapping, so you get some applause.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Laura Lee. So glad you could be here, and so wonderful that you wrote and shared that. I'm sure it'll be helpful to many of us. And you are 100% right about loneliness. In fact, our nation's Surgeon General thinks it is even a stronger pandemic than COVID in this country. Anyway, moving on to our next recipient. I'm a little worried. I've been getting phone calls during this, and I'm concerned that it might have been related to this task, but I'm not able to take phone calls when I'm on. So if somebody was trying to reach me, I apologize. Anyway, our next award is for a new writer, and this award goes to Cache Wells, who wrote this incredibly hip article called No Cane Do, in which she was lectured by her cane for her inability to take it with her, you know, to kind of leave it behind. And it wanted to go along wherever she was going. And Cache, it turns out, recently, or maybe just recently, a year ago now, was elected to the ACB Board of Publications. And she is a member at large of CCB as well, lives in Florida, but she hangs out with us with IBC whenever possible. And this was a fun article to read, reminding all of us on whatever resistance we might have had along the way about using cane. So congratulations, Cache. If you are here, we'd love to hear from you. But
I don't believe she's here.
Okay. All right. So our final award, the Distinguished Service Award, we don't give this out every year, but this person has been doing heroic work for us for several years now, doing formatting and proofreading and, you know, large print formatting for the BC. And her name is Deb Runyon, and she's a member of Silicon Valley chapter. And she is a very important member of our production team, and we wanted to honor her for her contribution on a regular basis. And I did speak to her on Thursday and knew that she wouldn't be attending, but we just wanted her to know how much the publications committee and everyone else appreciates her efforts. And that concludes the publications award.
Well, congratulations to all the winners, and whether you're here or not, we think that what you've done is admirable and terrific for CCB, and we thank you for what you've done, and we thank you for just writing and letting us all enjoy what you've written. Thank you all very, very, very much.